This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
You know, Jesus spoke a lot about forgiveness throughout the Gospels. And Paul here in our passage today is going to be kind of adopting that same sort of practical application of the forgiveness that Jesus taught. So we see here in the Lord's Prayer in the Gospels, he says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Look, God doesn't forgive us because we forgive others, but out of his great mercy, he forgives us. As we come to understand the mercy of Christ, however, we want to be like him. And having received his forgiveness, we will pass it naturally on to others. Those who are unwilling to forgive, they haven't become one with Christ yet. One who is willing to forgive even those who crucified Jesus. That's the Lord, and that's us that are his kids. So we're in Ephesians chapter 4 today, wrapping up this chapter, and we're going to pick it up in verse 31. Paul says, in the context of putting away the old man and putting on the new, he says, stop being mean, bad-tempered and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in our lives. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. Now, all of this reflects back to the discussion over the past few times we've been together on the topic of anger and how we deal with it. It's the place of anger in our lives and when it is righteous and when it is not. If we fail to deal with this anger, with our anger, according to the Holy Spirit's leading, what's going to happen is it's for sure going to dissolve into further sin as we react to the initial sin. This word anger in this passage, it's different than the word that we read as anger back in verse 26. This one speaks of, I guess we would describe it as a settled hostility, if you will. Meaning it's when we let it find a place in us and then it begins to work like cancer. Look, the bottom line is that Christ seeks for us to emulate him, to emulate his behavior, a state of living that is within the reach of all of us because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, has come to live within us. Now, our failure in this matter, as well as others, but today, for our context, this matter, our failure in this certainly has brought shame upon the greater kingdom of God in the society, in the culture in which we live today. And frankly, it has tainted the hearts of a lot of people against Christianity. You see, we say to the world that we're different, but are we? Paul says, if you are, act like it. Remember always how Christ has dealt with you. And then go out there and deal with other people in the same way that Christ has dealt with you. And again, as we leave this subject and this chapter today, this practice, this Christ emulation, this is the way we know that we are indeed a new man. And frankly, how at least others often know that you're not.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.